Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I'm told that we have Major Elvis Newton and
no, Jay is not with him.
Jay Santis is not with him.
No, this is Major Elvis Newton is calling in, and
his name is Newton. You called him Major Elvis Nude Man.
I did not call him Nude Man. Well, I bet it.
Newton, bud.
All right, I thought it was Nude Man.
Well, all right.
This is Bud. One of the reasons why he's calling is he's got a big problem with you.
What did I do? God almighty.
This is Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes.
He's calling us. All right. This is a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me just get Major Newton ready to go, and I want to welcome all of you guys. Don't forget, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Galaxy of Phil Henry at Theater West, February 28th and March 1st. Now, from his home in Hawthorne, California, this is Major Elvis Newton, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Good day to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Henry, for bringing me on your program.
Sir, I'm sorry to hear that you may have a problem with a member of my staff.
This is Mr. Dickman, who found my wife, Balloonia Newton, Balloonia Adibad Newton. This is a woman that I love, and I recognize that she has an unusual name. But this man, Dickman, when I had called to get some follow-up from your staff on where I might hear the show that we did when Jay was on the show...
Yes, sir. That was a few weeks ago?
Yes. I wanted follow-up on where I might hear that and where I might get a recording of it to play at one of the Pinochle festivals that we have at our house. I wanted to play it back and tell everyone that's me on the Phil, on the Mr. Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I had called, or I had one of my staff, I don't know who was it, Eaton? I don't know. My wife right now she's sitting patiently, and contact and got this man, Mr. Dickman, who, when Eaton said, we want this tape for Major Newton, Mr. Newton said to me, I'm Major Elvis Dickman.
And no, sir, you're Major Elvis Newton.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So he asked Mr. Dickman, and Mr. Dickman said, is this the Major Elvis Newton who has the wife named Balloonia? And Eaton said, yes. And then Dickman made the sound of a balloon releasing air when you thin out, when you thin the neck, and it sounds like gas. You know what I mean. It sounded, Balloonia's, you do it, dear. My wife is here. That was my wife. My wife doing the impression of what Dickman did about...
All right, I understand, sir. So basically, Bud mocked, did you mock Major Newton?
Well, we have to start the call all over again if you call me Mr. again. You understand that, don't you? This is a part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police protocol and protégé.
I did not know that, sir.
Yes, if you call me Mr. one more time, I have to hang up and then call back.
All right, I hear you.
Okay, now my wife, Balloonia, made the sound of what the balloon sounds like because she's a very well-known actress, and I do not want to put her on the phone. She's a very well-known actress.
All right, so your wife, Major Newton, this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, I noticed you, Ms. Gray, with all due respect, I noticed you jump on the line when I mentioned that my wife is a very well-known actress.
No, I really, sir, I'm not that impressed. I'm trying to, as a woman, see this point of view, that your wife, whose name is Balloonia, was mocked by Mr. Dickman.
That is correct.
All right. I only mentioned that I only jumped on the line because I may know her. I might have even worked with her.
I doubt it very seriously. Balloonia, did you ever work with Margaret Gray? Jesus H. Christ. I'm sorry about that.
What is that supposed to mean?
Honey, don't do that. She was just making a joke. I don't think she... But my wife has been in a great... My wife was in a James Cameron movie, okay? Now does that grab you?
Yes, sir.
This is important to me.
All right, I'm sorry, Major Newton. Bud, what did you do?
I'm sorry, Mr. I mean...
He just called me Mr. Goodbye.
Okay, I don't have to put up with this bullshit.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay, so if the guy calls back...
Yeah, he's right. Yes, sir, Major Newton. Yeah, yeah. I apologize, sir. I did not mean... I would like to explain myself. Silk panties. Give me the phone, will you, for crying out loud?
All right, I just spoke with Mr. Dickman. Go ahead, Mr. Dickman.
I have to tell you, sir, that I was sorry that I did that. When I first heard your wife's name, Balunya, I acted in a juvenile manner. I know your wife's name is Balunya Abadab Newton, and she's a famous actress.
Yes, she is. A very famous actress. And for you to make a balloon sound, honey, my wife is a famous actress, but she won't come on, but you do. She has been in famous jungle movies, and she was about to do the ooh-ooh-ah-ah. This is what she does so that you know she knows what the sound of a jungle is. Do the ooh-ooh-ah-ah, honey. There, see?
What is that supposed to mean, sir?
Whoa, watch your tone with me.
Phil, watch it. I'm sorry, sir. What does that mean?
It means that my wife knows the jungle sounds, okay?
It sounds to me, Major Newton, like you've got the traveling squirrel there.
Yes, I'm making this call from the median on Bozo Lane. This is the street here. It's a four-laner here in Hawthorne, and I'm in the where the eucalyptus trees are. And we do have this time of year the traveler. We have the traveling squirrel, and we have the traveling squirrel, and something called the convention mouse, which I think is absolutely asinine.
What is that?
The convention mouse, the traveling squirrel, as you know, Mr. Henry, puts the walnut on its head and walks around with a walnut valise. The convention mouse sits like a human on a leaf, like it's staring at television.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, that's it. That's all they do. Then they go off and they do whatever they do, you know, leave their feces someplace and give the human race bubonic plague for all I give.
Sir, you don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm not happy. I've got a wife here who's very upset, a very, very well-known actress.
All right, well, if you say so, I believe you, but I just wondered if perhaps we knew who she was.
Oh, yes. You know who my wife is. Balunya, wouldn't you say they do? Don't do the ooh-ooh-ah. You know, when my wife, Balunya, tries to remain anonymous, it's like I'm living with somebody that's brain damaged.
Well, she doesn't want to come on the...
No, she does not, and I wouldn't have her. I wouldn't have her come on what is this called? To phone. I wouldn't have her come on the phone.
All right, well, Major Newton, have we solved your problem?
Have you solved my... The disrespect accorded my wife, Balunya...
I did apologize, sir, and I do apologize yet again.
Well, okay. Why won't it hang up?
Because you're not allowed to hang up on our show.
Well, that's a load of bullshit.
Major Elvis Newton. What the hell, bud?
Oh, God, man. How am I supposed to know his wife's a famous actress? All I know is this guy called up and said, hey, something about Balunya Newton. I forget what it was. He said his name was Eatman Brown. And I said, yeah. And I said something bad.
What did you say?
I said, eat me, Eatman. And that's when he said, now I'm going to tell on what you did about... of Balunya.
Now I'm going to tell. You guys act like you're five.
Well, he said, yeah, this is Major. And I said, is that the wife whose name is Balunya?
And then he said, yes, and then you made a balloon sound.
Yeah, he said, yes, and I go, like the sound of a balloon.
All right. And so he calls, and he's pissed off, and his wife sounds like she's mentally disturbed.
I don't. He says she's a very famous film actress.
Very famous, yeah. He says she's been in jungle movies. And a James is there a James Cameron movie that was a jungle movie?
I'll check IMDb.
You mean IMDb?
Yeah, IMDb.
I don't know. You know, Phil, if the man's disrespected, of course he deserves an apology. But this guy's wife, Balunya, she sounds like she needs to be fitted for a straitjacket.
General?
No, what do you mean, general? Balunya? The guy calls up. She's the ooh ooh ah ah. What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's the way... Isn't that the bird?
That's a typical bird sound from a jungle movie, yeah.
Shit.
What was Bud going to look up?
He's going to look up a James Cameron done a jungle movie.
Well, has he?
I don't think so. I mean, Avatar, was that jungle?
No, that wasn't jungle.
That wasn't a jungle movie, man. Aliens, Titanic.
That wasn't a jungle movie, Bud. Why do you think that's a jungle movie?
I thought it was. Yeah, that's Terminator. Any of these could be a jungle movie. Terminator, Big Head Terminator, Aliens.
He didn't do any jungle movies, man, okay?
All right, he didn't do any jungle movies.
Any of these can be a jungle movie. So anyway, thank you very, very much for that, Bud, for that intrusion into our day, General. I mean, is Jay... Shouldn't we talk to Jay about this?
No, we don't need to get that nut.
Yeah, I get Jay Santos.
Oh, great. Just when I said I don't want to talk to him.
Well, he called in because he heard it.
Okay. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line. Jay, how are you?
Mr. Henry, I'm real good. I understand, and I just did now hear that Major Newton did now at this time call you.
He did call us, and he had an issue with Bud.
And I got a part of that. Now, Bud, if you don't mind, can you recap what happened? So, because Major Newton, you have to understand, is a kind man. He's a good man. He's a very good man. I have to tell you that in so many ways, he saved my life.
I understand.
And so I'm not criticizing anybody there. I'm not criticizing you, Bud. I just want to know that Major Newton is treated in a good way because he means everything to me.
I understand, sir.
Okay. So what did you, Bud, very carefully tell me, very carefully and slowly, what you said?
I said when this guy Eatman called up, he asked me something about Major Elvis Newton. I forget, there was information he wanted, and about his wife, Balloonia. And he said, Balloonia, Abadab, Newton wishes to participate in something. I forget what it was.
You don't know what it was?
It might have been one of the Spring Tower, maybe tickets for your show. I don't know.
I doubt very seriously it's tickets for the show because Balloonia, Abadab, Newton, is pretty much his homebound. She has go no place.
Okay, but anyway, he goes, yeah, for Balloonia Newton. And I go, is that Major Newton's wife? He goes, yeah. And I go, like that. I made the sound.
Oh, my God.
I made the sound of a balloon.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's the problem?
The problem is you mocked the wife of the founder of Citizens Auxiliary Police. Do you understand that there's something that's going to be hanging over my head?
Hey, Jay, relax, will you?
Why do you say relax?
Dude, what do you mean you owe this guy? What, are you in a cult? Everybody around here is in a cult.
What are you talking about?
I mean the fact that you're screeching like a girl. You're afraid this guy's going to get you because, what, somebody mocked his old lady's name?
Hey, Mr. Henry, like you heard what Major Newton said, she's a very well-known movie star.
He won't even tell us what her name is. How do I know what she is, or who she is, or where she is?
Well, you just heard her, and she did
And that's another thing. Well, how do you know about that?
Because I've been over to their house when she's done it.
You know something, Santos? You and Newton deserve each other. You're both nuts. Well, what do you mean you've been over at the house when she's done it?
She is a famous movie actress. She's been in jungle movies, okay?
Yeah.
Well, oh God, man.
Well, so she's been in jungle movies. Go ahead.
And she knows how to do that jungle. She does the jungle bird sound. Ooh-ah.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks very much.
Oh, okay. So, Jay Santos is nuts.
Yeah, you're nuts, all right. Yeah, you. I don't know if you're nuts or not, you're just dumb. Okay? Now, we dealt with this guy, Bud apologized to him.
This guy?
Major Newton. We dealt with him, Bud apologized to him. We're not going to disrespect him or Balloonia ever again. Is that all right?
Well, all right, but I mean, just remember that this is redounding poorly on me because I'm the guy that recommended the Phil Henry show to him in the first place, and now you got guys over there making fun of his old lady doing fart sounds. Hi, my wife's name is Fart Noise. God damn.
Jay, relax. You'll live.
You don't understand, Mr. Henry. All of my life, I've tried to be somebody, and finally, when the Citizens Auxiliary Police found me, Major Elvis Newton found me, he said, Jay, he put his hand on my... Okay, you're going to misunderstand this, but when I first met Major Elvis Newton, he put his one hand on one cheek of my butt and said, Jay, welcome aboard. And said, Jay, welcome aboard.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm kidding, right?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, all right. But that's what he did.
He put one hand on the cheek of your ass.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Are you going?
Well, if you'll hang up on me, I'd appreciate it.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, when he met Major Elvis Newton, he put one hand on the cheek of his ass and said, welcome aboard. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Great. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, Bobby Dooley. Have you got a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show? Because if you don't, brother, you're just missing the best part of life. Because the Backstage Pass gives you access to 60,000 hours of Phil's radio and digital content, his groundbreaking Radio Hall of Fame show, as well as his great digital show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website is just packed. It's jammed. It's stuffed with great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we have the home movies, we have podcasts, we've got all the video casts, and we've got much, much more. The pre-show, the post-show video log, and Phil's thoughts on the state of today's world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who cares? The world-famous Phil Henry Show. For less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the year. You'll never make a better entertainment buy ever in the rest of your life. The rest of your life. You'll never, ever make a better buy entertainment-wise. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, just keep going.
No, but I want people to keep going, General. All right. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show here, and Bobby and Steve Dooley. Actually, it's just Bobby, right?
It's Bobby. She's taking a bath. She's taking a tub. Why are you shaking your head, Phil?
Why don't you tell me, bud? I was going to tell you she's taking a tub.
Okay, it's not that I have any problem with you being in the bathtub, Bobby. It's just that I wish that my guys would tell me, because it's a different ambiance. It's a different, it's just a different ambiance. You understand?
Well, you know, I guess I do, Phil. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of time. It's nothing that I, you know, I'm not necessarily, I don't need to be on your show here. I did want to jump on, Phil, and let everyone know about the big news. And, Steve, could you give me the...
Yeah, okay.
About the big news.
Oh, Bobby, I wanted to keep that under wraps.
What?
What I think you're going to talk about.
Well, okay. Give me some hot water, will you? Give me some hot water before I flip my... Yeah.
You know, I hate that.
Well, I have to do something to vent. I thought you wanted to talk about this.
Okay, I wanted it to be a surprise for the audience.
Phil, I think it's important that you, you know...
Mr. Henry, it's important that you promote it.
It's important that you promote it, and it's important that you promote me.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. When you promote it, you're promoting my wife, you're promoting it, because we're talking about the high rear end, right?
And we're talking about my high rear end, yes.
Okay, Bobby, all right, I'll go ahead and I'll tell everybody that you're going to be on the show on February 28th and March 1st.
There, did that... What did that somehow do? Just destroy the evening?
Well, Bobby, you know, Phil wanted to hold that back as a special announcement because you are a special person.
That's right. You are a very, very popular guest on our show, and I wanted to, you know...
Well, Phil, you know something? You have your timetable. I have mine. And we've got three personal appearances tomorrow where the high rear end is going to be.
Bobby, you're out, and you're showing off your ass.
No, General, I don't like calling it that.
Well, that's what you call... When you say the high rear end has a personal appearance, you stand on a stage with a cardboard arrow pointing at your rear end, you turn around, bend over, point at it, and go, woo! Isn't that something like...
Oh, she bends over and goes, ooh, with the cardboard finger.
Yes, it's a cardboard finger.
And you're doing three personal appearances.
Yes, and your one-man show is going to be a big, big... It's going to be a big, big night for us.
Bobby, I don't want you coming on stage with a cardboard arrow pointing to your ass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
Oh, boy. This is a great opportunity, Phil, to meet a lot of the fans and to meet a lot of the people what listen to you and what listen to me.
Okay, fine, but it's not going to be some personal appearance.
God, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Jesus.
It's not going to be a personal appearance for your ass.
You know, I hate the way you put that. A personal appearance for my ass. As if I'm some mealy mouse slut who just goes, ew, here's my ass, take a look.
Yeah, I mean, God, Mr. Henry.
Oh, would you guys?
Well, anyway, we're going to be with Phil Henry at the Galaxy of Phil Henry.
Right, and when you come out and how you come out and whether you're bringing out your ass or not, we'll just have to decide.
Astronaut?
What did you say, astronaut?
When you bring, whether you're bringing out your ass or not.
Is that what they're calling them now?
Yes, sir. What are they calling the guys that fly astronauts?
You guys are kidding, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much. Is that it?
Yeah, other than we have three personal appearances tomorrow at Delaney Mall, one at the Baghdad Mall, and the other one at Cooper's. And I'll be on stage between 2 and 4, showing off the high rear end, the sculpted high rear end, showing off the high rear end.
Okay, Bobby Dooley, she'll be joining us on the 28th and the 1st of March for the Galaxy of Phil Henry. It'll be fun having you on stage, Bobby.
Well, you know, and I've got a couple of things I want to do.
We ought to maybe sing a song, Mr. Henry.
What song?
Bobby, go ahead.
Do, 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 do. Life is a cabaret, my friend. Do, 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 that one.
Yeah, it's got lyrics, so...
I know that. We'll figure them out.
I got the lyrics sheet.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Phil. It's going to be great.
Thanks a lot.
What? I didn't do anything. I knew what she was going to talk about.
Oh, you know, it's not that big of a reveal, Phil. Well, so Bobby will be there. Yeah, in however long we give her on stage is anybody's guess. All right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget a backstage pass. The world famous Phil Henry Show is on the, it's less than $10 for the month, less than $7 for the month for a year subscription. And we'll see you February 28th or March 1st for the Galaxy of Phil Henry at Theater West in LA. Yes. Yeah, and Bobby Dooley already spilled a bean. She's got a. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, this is exotic. I love this. What is that? Taiwanese or?
I don't know. Something.
It's. I think it's Indian, isn't it? Or what do they call Indian talk?
What's it called, Phil? I don't know. Sanskrit? No, Sanskrit's. I don't know.